Hello, everybody. Amy Robinson here, and thank you so much for joining the podcast today. We are really looking forward to diving into today's topic as we are doing a deep dive into the role of technical services. So today I'm joined by Drs. Kirk Ramsey and Kelsey Luby. Thank you both so much for being here today. Very excited to get to visit with you both.
Thanks, Amy. Love it.
Thanks. Yeah, thanks, Amy.
Of course, we're excited about this one. It'll be really great. So, you know, kind of kick us off, if you don't mind. Just tell us, what is technical services?
Kirk, do you want to start?
Sure. I don't know. So tech services, what we kind of view ourselves as is anything that we can help with to make your guys' life easier, to be honest. Like, are there opportunities that you could leverage us to help in either it's team training or opportunities to interact with customers, or it's how do we help with particular problems, especially when it gets down to some of the things that might be hard for our sales team to get across the line. I think Kelsey and I both, you know, look at different avenues that we can to help get you to the other side of it when in things that are a little bit more complicated or a little bit more challenging.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. I kind of look at us as we're in between, right? We're kind of in between R&D and product management and marketing and sales team. So we're kind of bridging that gap and hopefully translating some of that complexity into a little bit simpler messaging and just ultimately like building confidence for the sales team and the customers.
I think those are great descriptions of technical services, and you guys do a phenomenal job of helping educate and bring awareness and just overall make it more accessible for the team and for the customer. So you guys also are on the road quite a bit with customers and with events and you know, helping with even media relations. Do you kind of want to talk through some of those different aspects? Kelsey, why don't you go ahead and start us off?
I think that we do find ourselves on the road more and more, everything from helping you out, Amy and Kyra and Anthony, at different events or for different events. So we did the Doc Talk series before BIF, and then we got to represent Neogen at BIF, Beef Improvement Federation, which was tremendous. And then other events, symposia, we get to represent Neogen, get new ideas, engage with customers, and really try to put on our innovation hat, right? And have some of those really fun and exciting what's next, what's new conversations with R&D while still having that kind of practical spin to it. So that's part of it. We also are out on the field trying to help our sales team as much as possible and when it's needed, right? So we're really there to help build confidence first and foremost with the sales team, right? We want them to feel confident in what they're saying. And then if they've got anything that they want to defer to us, we're there to help add an extra layer of conversation into the equation. But the thing that I probably like the most is when we can create these feedback loops. You know, if we have a lot of folks that are saying certain things, and as much as email is wonderful to relay information, Kirk and I can kind of be the voice back to the folks that are in the office managing products, doing R&D. So I really like that part of it.
And I think what you said, Kelsey, is like really important. It's the, how do we bring the practicality to both the opportunities that we have on the genomic side, but also like where the rubber meets the road and how we can actually put that into action, or how we can help the team really leverage the things that seem really cool and, you know, might be some pie in the sky kind of opportunities, but how can we really make it practical and understandable for the team? And how can you relate that to your customers?
No, those are awesome descriptions, guys. So guys, can you tell us about the value that tech services brings to the customer? And I'm going to say to the industry too. Kelsey, maybe start
us off. So it's on lots of, yeah, Absolutely. So it's on lots of different levels, right? So as you mentioned before, Amy, we're interacting with you guys in marketing and product management. So we're ensuring that that messaging is technical and accurate, right? So that certainly adds value. And then when we're boots on the ground traveling with folks, I think the real value is personally connecting with the people and just having additional conversations about return on investment. So leveraging some economics and then how it impacts them day to day. So really practical.
Yeah, I always feel like one of the greatest strengths we have on our team is that we have people from all sorts of backgrounds, and we all understand the industry in a different way, whether it's, you know, more feedlot focused, whether it's more cow-calf, maybe it's a certain part of the country, maybe it's more dairy, you know, maybe it's a specific type of, you know, aspect to the dairy, but we all bringing something together. And that's what's fun for Kelsey and I think, is we get to kind of see what everybody's strengths are, and we want to be able to help the whole team be successful based on our team success, or like the things that we are good at. And so it's neat to kind of bring together all of the aspects of our team, help everybody find new avenues for success. And then obviously trying to bridge that into our customers. And then, like you said, taking it back to marketing, taking it back to R&D, looking for those ways that we can be better at the way we explain things, or the way that we're actually bringing something to market. Like, that's what's so fun about this tech services position, is we get to play in every aspect of our, in the team, I think.
Yeah, you guys really do. It's such a fun role that you get to be in and to have such a level of involvement. And for those that are listening, be sure to stay tuned for the Doc Talk DNA Dialogue series, because this group did a phenomenal job pulling together, I believe it ended up being 12 different video segments, and they're fantastic, and they cover a wide range of topics in education. And I, from our team, we want to say a big thank you to y'all for your time and for your dedication and commitment to bringing those that series to life.
It's all about the editing.
Yeah, it is all about the editing.
Same with these podcasts. Well, kind of tell us, you've dug into it a little bit, but for each of you, what is your favorite part? If you could choose one favorite part about your role, what would it be? And Kirk, maybe start us off here.
For me, I think hands down, my favorite part of the role is just, is the chance to get to know the team. Like, to be able to try to take something that's a little bit hard and a little bit challenging, something that might be a little bit like that requires a lot of thought, and bringing it into a understandable, digestible, I don't know how you'd say it, but something that we can talk through, like, that to me is what's a lot of fun. And I really enjoyed that part of what Kelsey and I have been doing, is we get to do a lot of training. And that means that we have to sit down and say, how can we take this hard topic, or this thing that is a little bit ambiguous or hard to understand? How can we help our team understand it in a way that is, that they can then relay it to customers? That's, to me, the most fun.
I agree completely. So I don't want to just parrot back what Kirk said. I'm a relationship person as well. You know, that is the most important thing. If I look past that, I think the aha moment is my next favorite thing, right? To see someone, whether it's internally or externally, go from glassy-eyed, deer in the headlights look to, oh, it clicked, you know, like you said the analogy that made sense in their brain and they understood what you were saying. So then when they say, oh yeah, that makes sense, I know what to do now, right? That's my favorite part.
Then it's like seeing them be successful at it, right? Like, mm-hmm. You work mm-hmm. through your training, you know, especially like some of our new trainees. Like I've had such a fun time getting to know everybody on the team, but especially some of the new ones, and just like see them be successful, like in a customer event, is just like, yes, like that is, it's so awesome to just see them be successful. And yeah, I don't know, it makes you feel really good.
Oh, absolutely. And you guys are propelling them to get to that point. That's so cool to be able to see everyone grow and their skill set and their honestly level of comfort with the topic. It's a very exciting technology. It seems to be progressing really fast, and you guys have a really great way of making it digestible.
Well, we appreciate it.
Of course. Well, you both talked a little bit about success and seeing the team and customers and their level of success. If you don't mind, let's go ahead and conclude with your favorite success story from your time in tech services. Kelsey, maybe you want to lead us off on this last topic.
Yeah, I have a couple that come to mind. And the first one is, it was really kind of a big problem that the customer had but didn't realize that they had. And it was actually a pretty simple parentage problem, but they didn't realize that they had two samples for some herd sires that were the same. And so we helped them isolate the issue, and they discovered that they had DNA on file for the same animal, which is why their parentage results were coming back so unexpected, we'll say. But it really is pretty rewarding when you can find those big things, although it's a bit devastating at first, right, to make that discovery, but then helping the customer work through, okay, what do we do next, and how do we move past that? And then the second one is, really, if I've got folks out in the field that are comfortable with me and just shoot me text messages and ask me random questions about what do I do with this data, that's so fun for me. There's a gentleman in Missouri who found out about me, honestly, through my husband and working with my husband, but it's a customer of Tyler's. And it's been really fun to have the conversations with him and with Tyler and bounce ideas off of each other and watch him really get a lot out of the genomic data and move his herd forward.
That's amazing. What a great story.
I think for me, like, you know, as Kelsey was talking, I was thinking about, man, what are some of the successes that we have and what are some things that have really made this job worthwhile? And there are so many cool things that we get to do and so many, whether it's different events or different team training opportunities, like there's so many cool things. But at the end of the day, we have made as a team incredible progress this last year. And especially if you look at the way that we felt about what our futures looked like a year ago when we were sitting at the RCM, it's just like we were so concerned about how well this was going to move through. And I think everyone was a little bit not sure if they were going to be able to make the budgets that were put forward. And essentially we've done that. And I mean, almost twice over, like we've been so successful this last year. And a lot of it's just been on the sheer tenacity of the team, the willingness to kind of work together and to find, you know, as the team kind of changed, we really banded together. I think we've all worked really hard to kind of create that camaraderie. And I think that's the success that's been the most fun this year. And especially from my position of just being able to be part of a team that's successful and being able to see people find their, you know, their success in a lot of respects. And then how that's kind of portrayed into our team and how we really have felt like, man, we've done so well considering the things we've been up against. Like that's been so fun this year to see that happen.
Yeah, by far the most rewarding to see the team grow together. And I agree. It's purely grit and grace, you know, at this point and really everyone's hard work. So it's been awesome.
Yeah, it's been fun.
Grit, grace, and tenacity. Those are three words that I'm taking away from what both of you have just said. We have a remarkable, remarkable team, and it's been an interesting year, but you're both exactly right to see this team grow together and achieve together all these success stories. It's amazing, and it's a business case in itself. So this week we just completed our sales meeting and celebrations for the team. And it's just exciting to be able to share those celebrations together and lift each other up through this interesting year as we head to an exciting future. And we're all really excited about that. We're all very grateful for the work that both of you and your awesome team continue to do for the business, because it just continues to make this team stronger. So for those that you, for those of you that are listening, thank you so much for your time today and listening to this conversation. And Kirk and Kelsey, thank you both so much for joining today and sharing your great thoughts.
Thanks, Amy.
Thanks, Amy. Yep, thank you.
Have a great day, guys.